You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here from Risk Pulse. He's in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. What a beautiful day it is across our part of the world.
Yeah, it certainly is, Todd. Definitely a very favorable early summer weather here, meteorological summer, as we have overall normal temperatures and a lack of rain across much of the Midwest. As we look ahead here over the next couple of weeks, we are going to see variability in temperatures across the Midwest, but no sign of any extreme heaters such as what we had last week across the Midwest, especially the eastern Midwest. We had a couple of days there over the holiday weekend where we climbed into the upper 90s. The western Midwest will be biased the warmest here coming up, but even there, the most extreme conditions, i.e. temperatures above 95 or even 100 degrees, will be further west in areas of the plains and even on into the intermountain west. Now, from a rainfall standpoint, we are going to see the pattern turn more active. And so while temperatures will be variable, but with some warmer days, but nothing extreme thrown in there, there will be thunderstorms developing in areas of the northern Midwest and areas such as Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then those storms will work their way south and east, really across the heart of the Midwest. Nothing excessive here, but overall, the Midwest is becoming a little bit more active again. But when you add up everything for the next couple weeks, rainfall amounts look to come in near normal across the vast majority of acreage.
Looks like the hard red winter wheat harvest has begun in Texas and will move northward. Let's check in on some of the other regions. What crops are you watching?
One winter wheat area that still bears watching, and we've highlighted in our weekly calls, that is Ukraine and Russia. We've seen the past 30 days drier than normal across much of that region, and the pattern looks to stay that way over the next couple of weeks as well. So that's going to draw down soil moisture for winter wheat developing, which is still ongoing here, likely for a few more weeks, but also for corn development in its early stage of growth. Now, with the drier than normal conditions, they will not be combined with any kind of significant heat, at least over the next 2 weeks. So there will be a lack of extreme heat, but the drier than normal conditions certainly bears watching here.
I've heard China's had some problems with the beginning of their growing season.
Yeah, especially those northeastern provinces of Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Liaoning. There have been a few pockets that have missed out on rainfall, but coming up, they will have opportunities to improve. In fact, actually, compared to last week, the outlook for the next 15 days actually looks more favorable for rain. So those dry pockets will have really good opportunities to see improvement, and that will help improve soil moisture here for early crop development of corn and beans in China.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us for this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'll hit the road starting tomorrow for St. Louis at the CUTC. That's the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. We'll come to you from there, and then we'll be in Sonoman on Wednesday and Springfield on Thursday for a couple of Roche Ag marketing meetings. These are at some grain elevators, so check out the website at willag.org for all the details and where and when. I'm Todd Gleason.